I'm licking my chops at the thought of getting to hear both of you opine on these things here. We got our music mashups. Ryan's got these queued up here on the other side of the glass. Of course, anybody can go check them out. We've got it linked in our rundown here for tonight's show where it's underlined and it says our music mashups series. That'll take you to the batch we're going to play tonight. We played a batch previously. Whichever one you guys like the best out of this, if there's a consensus on which one you guys like the best, we'll play that. We'll play the favorite one from last time versus the favorite one here from tonight. Start off here. We'll just take these in the order that they are on there. The first one that we have, this is Michael Jackson and Nirvana, Smells Like Billie Jean. Okay, guys. Any thoughts on that one? I mean, it seems like at least it's technically well done, right?
Well, let me just say that I personally, being a huge old Michael Jackson fan, or young Michael Jackson fan, I guess you could say, I get the impression that Nirvana, and specifically that particular track, just slows it down. It takes some of the excitement out of it. And I can tell you that Sam's response won't be all that great because she cringed when she heard the very first few seconds.
the Nirvana ruins it for me. The only good thing to happen to come out of Nirvana was Dave Grohl, you know. But it mashed well. It was just kind of unimpressive.
I agree with you. I mean, it didn't used to be popular to say. Now it's getting to be more acceptable to say Foo Fighters greater than Nirvana. You know, because everybody used to put Nirvana on this big pedestal.
Oh, yeah.
I agree with you definitely on that.
Oh yeah.
I would take Foo Fighters over Nirvana before you even finish the sentence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
totally.
I mean, first half of Nevermind, you know, like, what did they ever do aside from that? You know, I just, that's, you know, I've got Nevermind. I think everybody did, but, you know, I think it was, like, slid under everybody's door at one point in time in life here, but, you know, aside from the first half, who really cares? Next up here, if you like Michael Jackson, old school Michael Jackson, you'll like this. Michael Jackson and Sisqó, Billie Jean's Thong.
I don't know about this one.
I'm afraid.
This thing right here. We're letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. Ooh, that dress so scandalous, and you know another nigga couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing, who's the ish, with a look in your eyes so devilish. You like your dance on the hip-hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise like an actor dot. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like wah, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, thighs like wah, all night long. Let me see that thong, baby. That thong, the thong, thong, thong. I like it when the beat go, baby, make your booty go. That thong, the thong, thong, thong. That girl's so scandalous. And I know
okay, guys, that lived up to my expectations. What do you guys think?
I'm gonna try to be quick. Well, let's be honest, Michael Jackson and Billie Jean had the thong on the floor before she even walked in the room, so I don't know what the point is talking about her thong. I don't know, technically, it matches up beautifully.
Yeah.
I just have a problem with Michael Jackson and Sisqó being the same discussion.
I hear you on that one.
Oh, Sisqó never sounded so good.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
You know, it sounds like where I work in the mall, there's a shoe store across the way, and they play their music really loud. And they always play, like, mashup kind of stuff like this, and this definitely sounds like something they would play.
Well, this next one, I'll be shocked if you ever hear this anywhere outside of where we're about to play here tonight.
I'm excited for this one.
This one is... boy, you talk about two things you wouldn't expect to go together. AC/DC, Black Eyed Peas, You Humped Me All Night Long.
It makes sense in a strange way.
That's what I was waiting for. All right. I'm sure everybody's complaining at what I subjected them to with that long sample there. I will say this. One of our great listeners, I believe it was Bedford Crenshaw on the message board after the last show, I posted the next rundown of songs here, let people find them for themselves. And this one, I believe it was Bedford who posted, who said, I played that. He compared it, I think, to like ice cream and salsa being put together.
I'm not as big a fan of Black Eyed Peas as most. I am a fan of Fergie, especially if the TV's on mute. But I love how it fits together, and I love the fact that AC/DC's sort of given the Black Eyed Peas a bit of a backbone, technically. There was a little bit more oomph to it because AC/DC was in it.
That's true.
You know, and I always thought the only thing that the Black Eyed Peas really needed was a guitar with some distortion on it.
Well, there you go.
And I got my wish.
I say
this one's the front runner.
Yeah, exactly. The opinion carries.
I think the next one's the front runner, but we won't jump too quick.
Okay. This next one here. We talked about the aforementioned 90s music here. You've got Nirvana in it, but it's Run DMC and Nirvana, Smells Tricky.
This bitch is unsighted. I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right, on top.
It does go together pretty smooth, guys. I can see what you mean about that.
Well, the key to why I like this one so much, and it's really, in a sense, it's almost like cheating. Because Run DMC, in the era that they came out in, that early, mid-80s that morphed into what became the 90s hip-hop movement, their style is very... you could put a metronome to it at any speed, and it's going to work, which is why I think anything with Run DMC is going to almost automatically mesh. Just so happens that particular instrumental with Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit just happens to fit it perfectly. So that would be my vote thus far.
Yeah, the Run DMC pretty much makes up for the Nirvana, in my opinion, on this one. But like at the beginning when the beat of the words starts to pick up, the guitar also picks up and the drum comes in. So
right.
it's a good mesh right there. And like you said, you could put any beat to Run DMC and it would sound perfect. So.
Well, we're about to test that with the next one here, but you know, ice cream and salsa. I would respectfully disagree with Mr. Crenshaw on that one. The comparison I would make, I'll go back to my days in the dorms down at that good old Ohio U. I would say it goes together like pretzel rods and malt liquor. It goes together very well. So
I would say like fries and frosties.
There you go. There you go. We could find some good analogies there. The next one here, Run DMC, Metallica, Tricky Sandman. That's the setup for whoever produced this.
How y'all feel out there?
Oh, yeah. All right. Check this out.
Okay, guys, the one flaw that I'm hearing there, especially once the vocals start, not too much of Metallica, not even really a mashup at that point.
No, that's more or less Tricky, you know, and then putting a little soft version of Inner Sandman in there. That one, again, Run DMC fits with just about everything, so technically maybe it's worth listening to, but not even on the short list.
I expected so much more from this one, actually, like, because the guitar part in Sandman is so great.
It is.
You know, you get that real strong riff, and with Run DMC, I mean, it would be a great thing, but, and if you're doing a mashup, never use live footage.
Yeah, that part of it was kind of goofy. They thought it would be clever, like, we'll make it look like they're on the same stage, but it didn't come off really well. And,
yeah, no.
Yeah, it didn't work out. I don't think. I mean, they really underachieved with what they were doing here. And, they could have done so much more.
Yeah, and I've heard Tricky mashed up with pretty much every song ever written. I mean, I was friends with a guy back in Pennsylvania who was in a band, and they did a medley of songs. And they, like, pretty much between every song when they switched, they always went back to Tricky, you know. It's just one of those, you know, really versatile, universal-type songs.
Well, proving that I went to Segway school once upon a time, did you ever hear it mashed up with Guns N' Roses?
I think this is the only one I haven't heard.
Okay. Well, this is one of the... And I think this next one here, just a little cautionary note to everybody before we get started. One of these ones starts with, you know, a little bit of dialogue from the video before it actually gets into the tune. I think this is the video here, so it's going to take a second before the music kicks in. Run DMC, Guns N' Roses, Sweet Tricky O' Mine.
Hello?
They took my chain!
They did what? What'd they do?
They took my gold chain!
All right, stay right there. We coming right now. Right now. Yo, Jay, hit it. Let's go.
This speech is my recital. I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right. On top.
It's tricky. It's
here we go.
Oh,
At the very least, better than the last one, right, guys?
Let me just mention that for those that weren't paying close attention, go back to the archives, run that back. That's a free lesson directly out of the curriculum of the Morris State University of Segways and Glomming. That is beautiful. But as far as the content goes, that to me felt like somebody took two songs and slammed them together, and damn if it worked and damn if it didn't. It just so happens that, like I said, Run DMC stylistically is like a metronome, so it's going to work to some degree. But yeah, better Metallica, not better than the first Tricky mashup, though.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but Nirvana mashup was actually better. But I would have liked the guitar to come in a little earlier, and they had it way too loud, and it was just like they turned, like Jason said, they turned on two CD players at the same time and just went with it.
Something that was really interesting from the last time we did this, which was two shows ago, something that, Jason, you kind of got me looking for here a little bit. I hadn't really given much thought to this, but you, from a producer's point of view, as far as somebody who has sat there with Audition or a similar program and overlap things there, you were talking about that night, times as far as speed being adjusted. There's no question the previous tune, on the one where it was mashed up with the Metallica, they definitely played with the speed on that. You can catch them cheating on some of these tunes here.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
and, I totally just lost my train of thought. I'm sorry.
But that's, Jason, have you noticed as much of that tonight? As far as the
speed? Yeah, and that's more or less why I don't like the last one we just did at all, because they could have played with stretching, just the function on the audio editing program. That you would find, but if they stretched it even a little bit, I think it would have fit a little bit better. So even though it may seem like cheating, I'd rather people cheat and come up with a better product than have somebody just went, I like Run DMC, and I'm just going to throw them together with whoever I come up with, even if that is Guns N' Roses.
Well, we're finally off the Tricky train here. The next one we've got up, another kind of eclectic mix. White Stripes, Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of Seven Nation Army. You know what? That one, more than any other one so far, puts me in mind of being in a club. I can practically smell the dry ice and see two gay guys grinding up on each other when they play that.
I got to say, there's sort of a mutual response to this one. I thought it was going to be entertaining. I didn't think I was going to really love it. But I bet the person who put this one together actually spends or wastes a great deal of time, because that was a clever pairing, because they both fade into one another so beautifully. One doesn't overpower the other. I think whether you want technically or just visceral response, I love that one.
Yeah, like I was saying, while I was playing, that bass riff just gets me every time. And then when like that drop hits at the beginning of the song there, they put the synthesizer in and the drums come in, and this is like, I gasped. So I was like, oh, awesome, you know. And it's like equal parts of the songs, and it matches up well. And they did mess with the pitch of Jack White's voice there. They made him a little lower so it would fit the synthesizer. But I think it worked really well. I'm changing my vote at this moment.
Wow. See, there's nothing like a really well-done mashup. That's what I know that we really love here. Well, we'll see if the next one is as well. Killers and the Clash, Somebody Rock Me. We'll be right back. The sense on this one here is that somebody, I'm not saying this in a critical way because I kind of like it, but somebody flipped on a blender and hit puree. That's my sense.
Well, a lot of times when people pick these things, I think they look for something very basic. And it almost felt like, and maybe this is where you're going with that, that one of the songs fit inside the other. The one's a little bit slower, more basic, and the other one's a little quicker. Not necessarily staccato just yet, but quicker. And it fits, but I don't know that I want to listen to it for very long. As a matter of fact, I think that would play a good 10 or 11 seconds too long for my taste.
It overstayed its welcome. Okay, Sam, your thoughts?
Yeah, there really wasn't much flow to it. I mean, you had the Clash at the beginning, and then the Killers come in, and I'm not really a fan of the Killers, but, I mean, they're both good songs, but it's just like, the beat matches up, but I don't think they quite fit for me.
Okay. Well, this next one here should be very interesting. One of my favorite songs from the Beastie Boys matched up here.
Ew.
Beastie Boys, Kanye West, Enter Stronger. I thought it took a little long to get to the actual mashup part. When you got 30 seconds plus of just the first song, you know, but at that point, I kind of liked it.
Yeah, the funny thing was, after a while, I went, well, there's Stronger. I know Stronger's in this song because that's clearly just Stronger.
You were like, Rick did say this is a mashup, right?
Yeah, look, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. I really have never liked the Beastie Boys. Even way back, I mean, when everybody else was doing songs like The Message and Run DMC was coming out, they were doing Fight for Your Right to Party. I thought it was a hokey thing. And as they got older, they started to incorporate the distortion more into the vocals. To me, it's a garage band rap group. So to me, I thought that Stronger was fighting the Beastie Boys. And you either focus on one or the other, which I think doesn't really work so well.
Yeah, those are two pretty strong ones.
Yeah, and also, towards the end of that clip there, the beat didn't match up either. I think the Beastie Boys are a little bit slower than the Kanye West. But, I have never been a fan of the Beastie Boys, and P.S., they need to quit playing them on the rock station. They are not a rock band. But pretty much any techno-style or rap-style song, you can pretty much mash it up with anything, and it's going to... at least sound okay.
I got a good feeling about the next one.
Next one is going to be very interesting here. Here we go. Back. Here we go. The Killers and the Gorillaz. this is a first cousin of the Thrilla in Manila. Somebody told me to feel good.
Thank you.
Okay. It seemed a little disjointed to me. I don't know.
Yeah. This one, if we can create a visual for you. Let's imagine you have a set of turntables, and on one record player you have the Killers, and then on the other you have the Gorillaz. In most mashups, it feels like the fader is dead center, right in the middle. You're getting equal parts from either song, and it fits well, and nobody's overpowering the other. This one, to me, sounded like it was, you know, 80% Killers, and then they throw it over 80% Gorillaz. It almost felt like it was one song, then the next. The craftsmanship of this one was lacking.
Yeah, I disagree on that one. I thought that it kind of floated in and out of each other pretty well. Like, yeah, the beat was mostly Gorillaz, and then, you know, the verse was the Killers, obviously, but I thought that where they dropped the vocals in was pretty interesting, and but my gripe with it is it's just too simple. I mean, it's just that real simple Gorillaz beat with the words over it, which I like the Gorillaz, which I don't have a problem with, but it's not going to hold up to the White Stripes and the Eurythmics there.
Well, this next one, I tell you what, this is very high praise for me preemptively for this next one here, because you know somebody has done an excellent job. If you really, really, really love one element and you really, really hate the other one, but you could sit there and listen to them together for, like, on a 24-hour loop, because I could. I love this next one to death. I love me some Skynyrd, don't like Nelly, but... This goes together like whatever your favorite combo is. Leonard Skinner, Nelly, Sweet Home Grammar. And I'll tell you what, guys, to me, Country Grammar, it puts me to sleep. I don't get it about Nelly, never did, whatever. I don't get it. It bores me to death, bores me to tears. But you put it with Skynyrd, holy crap, to me that works. I mean, you'd almost have to be on peyote or something to think about putting these two together. But damned if it doesn't work, in my estimation, anyways.
Well, again, not trying to be mean, but you've got country rap and you've got redneck rock. It's bound to come together at some point. I personally do prefer Skynyrd over Nelly, which isn't saying a lot within my perspective. But the only thing I'll say about this one is it's one thing to take. Let's say, just for the benefit of people who aren't familiar with the editing system, it's one thing to take both songs and start at 100% for each. You know, maybe if you slow down Skynyrd to like 95% and speed up Nelly to 105, that's one thing. But when Skynyrd's at 100% and Nelly's at like 250%, it's just, and Rick, I don't fault you at all, because I'm sure that you don't voluntarily listen to Country Grammar on its own, but that was the fastest disregard for any sort of natural sound I've ever heard, because Nelly doesn't ever sound that fast. That was like Micro Machines fast.
That's
so somebody got lazy and just said, well, we'll just speed it up so it fits.
That's why it didn't put me to sleep, though, like most of his music does. You know? That's the way that's the way he was meant to be heard, in my estimation.
Maybe it worked.
Sam, what did you think?
I'm pretty much unimpressed with this one because I do not like Nelly, and I find Leonard Skinner a little boring for my taste. I'm not into the whole country style of rock or rap. But if you think about it, Leonard Skinner, this riff is probably one of the most sampled guitar riffs ever,
right.
I mean, they used it in 8 Mile. They did. I've heard this version before. Of course, Kid Rock has taken over that song and changed it around. And I think it's overdone.
See, I mean, it's all a matter of personal taste. I mean, I love Southern rock. I love it to death, whether it be that or Allman Brothers, whatever the case may be. So maybe it was my personal bias, and I like that one. And again, Nelly at 2.5 times the regular speed, probably as he was meant to be heard. This next one, I don't know what you guys think. This one to me is a revelation, this last one. I mean, you're talking about... fairly poppy music of the 80s and of the aughts put together here, overlapped. This next one I'm very impressed with. Police, Snow Patrol, Every Car You Chase. And again, guys, some obvious liberties taken with natural speed. We know that. I'll preface by saying that, but I was really impressed with that one, just from my perspective.
Well, we personally have a special place for Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars.
Right.
So we're probably going to lean towards a song that has that in it. However, I'll go put myself on a limb here and say, craftsmanship-wise, granted, it sounded like they sped the police up a little bit and sped up Snow Patrol even faster.
Mm-hmm.
The police version sounded almost like the one Puff Daddy should have gone for prison for making. But the craftsmanship of this one fit together so well that if, let's say, this was playing in another room and you just happened to be doing something else, you might not even know that it was a mashup. It was so well put together.
That guitar fits so perfectly. How are these two separate songs at this point, you know? I thought they could have put in the police, the lyrics there a little more in the chorus, but it just all fits together so perfectly, and it just meshes well, it just flows in and out of each other, and I think this is a winner.
I mean, I have to agree with what you said as far as, it, and maybe that's the highest compliment we could give. It sounds like one song. It doesn't sound like a mashup.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't, do you concur, Jason, as far as that being the winner of tonight's batch?
Well, yeah, because it's on a tier of its own as far as how well it blends together and how uniform it sounds, even though it is two completely different songs.
Yeah, it is.
Well, the tone of the guitar is even very similar, like the whatever effect they happen to put on the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
It's the actual sound of the guitar is very similar.
It is, yeah. I mean, the songs benefit from some obvious similarities, despite being 20 years apart, which is really kind of uncanny. I tell you what, I'm sorry, go ahead, Sam.
And their voices are even similar now. The boy, Jason's playing it again for me on the computer here. And it's almost creepy how many similarities there are.
Yeah.
Like, even the words could even fit together, you know, if you really thought about it.
The video, for anybody that's watching that plays it, you know, the way that the video editing is done, it's unbelievable.
It's in black and white.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I tell you what, let's compare that one to last time's champion before we move on to our next segment here. So, Ryan, I tell you what, at the top of the page here, we got a link that takes you to the last time we did the mashups here. So when that one comes up, it was the furthest one down from the previous ones here. Jay-Z, The Verve, Brush Your Bittersweet Shoulders Off. That was Jason's favorite from last time. So we'll compare that one. You've got tonight's champion, Police Snow Patrol, Every Car You Chase, and then this other one here from last time, Jay-Z, The Verve, Brush Your Bittersweet Shoulders Off.
But, Rick, I'm kind of biased with the mashup, though, with Jay-Z and Linkin Park, though. Would that one count?
Well, you know what? We could... which one of the ones did you like the best? Because wasn't there more than one Jay-Z, and or was there...
Oh, yeah, there's like six of them. I personally like Faint and Encore put together, and then what was it? 99 Problems, One Step Closer, and Points of Authority all together.
Did Jason play for you, or did you play this for yourself? The Linkin Park mashup, Bleed Out Faint. We did it on the last show here.
Oh, I missed that one.
Oh, you know what? Let's go to that one. Do we have that page up from the last time's one, Ryan? Okay, yeah, let's play that one first here. Bleed Out Faint. I kind of like that one. You know what kind of strikes me there is, to me, a regular Linkin Park song sounds like a mashup with Chester and with Shinoda. So how do you tell the difference, Sam?
I know. That one's like, Linkin Park with Linkin Park is like cheating. Jason pulled up the page for me here, and I'm liking a Linkin Park thing, I must say. I'm extremely biased, but I might have to take a look at these. Like, I haven't heard the Linkin Park Disturbed one yet, but that one looks interesting.
Yeah. There are some fun ones here. Well, let's play the one Jason proclaimed as the best one the last time. Jay-Z, okay. The Verve, Brush Your Bittersweet Shoulders Off.
If you're feeling like a pimp, nigga, go on, brush your shoulders off. Ladies is pimps too, go on, brush your shoulders off. Niggas is crazy, baby, don't forget that boy told you, get that dirt up your shoulders. I probably owe it to y'all, probably be locked by the boss, trying to hustle some things, that go with the boss. Feeling no remorse, feeling like my hand was crossed. Middle finger to the law, nigga, grip on my ball. Seven ladies, they love me, from the bleachers, they screaming. All the ballers is bouncing, they like the way I be leaning. All the rappers be hating, hope the trap that I'm making. But all the hustles, they love it, just to see one of us make it. Came from the bottom of bottom, to the top of the pop. Nigga, London, Japan, and I'm straight up the block. Like a running back, get it, man, I'm straight up the block. I can run it back, nigga, cause I'm straight.
Say what you will about that one. I'm not sure I've ever heard the N-word with orchestral music in the background. So at least it's unique.
I believe that everything should have an orchestra in the background.
Well,
I think we should have an orchestra in the background right now.
Well, so clearly this one wouldn't have even been the consensus winner last time if you were voting also, Sam. So I take it that that one's not going to stand up as well as Snow Patrol and the Police to you guys?
I don't know. That one's kind of tough for me because, you know, I'm extremely biased towards the Snow Patrol one, and I think I like the Snow Patrol Police one better.
Okay. Jason, what do you think about when they're head-to-head?
Well, it's one of those things where I'm going to say Jay-Z and the Verb is a better mashup, even if I want to say Snow Patrol and Police is a better song, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
If you were to judge them just on songs alone, there's no mashup element to it, you might say, well, the Jay-Z thing sounds like a little clashing of styles. But if you're judging it on its mashup quality, the way that they fit, and we talked about this last time, both intros are very gradual, and then they sort of spike a little bit at the same point, and then the drop comes at exactly the same point, and technically, craftsmanship-wise, I think it's the best one we will hear.
Yeah, but then again, you have, with the rap element, they sample so many different kinds of music already, that it sounds like it could already be a song, whereas you take the Police Snow Patrol one, and it's hard to mash up stuff like that. If you mash something up with rap, it's very easy, because it's all manufactured already.
Well, we've established a number of things here tonight. One is that not just the N-word, but all words should have orchestral music behind it. You know, we've got that. We've established that Linkin Park is a mashup unto itself, so if you take two of their songs together, it's redundant. We've established that it's cheating if you speed up songs too much or slow them down too much. We've established that Cisco isn't held in very high technical regard by anybody. Am I missing anything here? We've established, I guess, that Tricky can go with just about anything.
Pretty much.
And it would be interesting to hear Tricky with maybe some new country or something here, but I'm sure he could find something that it would go with.
You know, I'd like to hear Tricky with Sweet Dreams.
Ooh.
That's one I haven't heard yet. Tebow, get on it.
Yeah, hey, well, we happen to have a couple of producers in your household here, so either one of you two guys could play around with that and make it happen. I want to be able to go on YouTube and be able to find that.
I want to get the fans involved. Come up with the most creative mashup you can think of.
That would be good.
And let us know.
That would be good. We've blown through the ones that I find noteworthy at this point. I mean, I'm going to try again. I'm going to try and find another batch to go out there to be able to find here, but... you know, ultimately, we'll have to just see what happens with that. So,
and I'm not talking like just Jay-Z and the Verve. I'm talking like Mozart and Dragon Force. Come on.
Right. Exactly. Well, there's our challenge to everybody.